Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. We're just so blessed to be on the internet this evening. Brother Lewis Park IV of the Darren Luke Church of Christ. We have on air Brother Jay Johnson and Brother Williams with the Partition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas. Brother L.C. Parker Jr., I think he's going to call in and listen. He isn't feeling very well this evening, so he won't be able to preach. However, he said he'll call in and listen. So may we keep him in the prayers as well as all of those which are sick among us and bereaved. And as we look out across the world, we see all kinds of things that's going on. So we certainly keep the world in the prayers. May we go to God at this point. Father God, we thank you for this day and the opportunity just to declare your message, Father. We thank you for making us messengers of yours, not because we've been so good or any good thing that we've done, but because of the grace that you've shown us. We're blessed and honored to be spokespersons for you. So we pray that you would bless us in this endeavor. Lord, may your word not fall on deaf ears, but use us in a mighty way to proclaim the message that you want us and everyone to know. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're just blessed to be on. And one of the things that I'd like to call our attention to is Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. So Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1 is really connected to the end of chapter 2. You know, when they went and add in the numbers and the verses in the Bible, sometimes it tend to interrupt the flow of thought a little bit. But now when you take the verses and the numbers away, you could see that Genesis chapter 3 and 1 is very much connected to the end of Genesis chapter 2. And the reason why I say that is because in Genesis chapter 2, you had a state of complete and utter utopia. It was complete paradise. But the reason why Genesis 3 was introduced into the Bible, Moses, the writer, wanted to show the audience that because of disobedience, mankind fell from God. So as we all know the story, the serpent approached the woman who later became known as Eve, and asked her, he asked the commandment. And we know that Eve knew the commandment. You know, God gave the commandment to Adam, but we know that Eve knew the commandment as well. And the reason why that is because she quoted the commandment to the serpent. So the serpent came up to the woman and said, is it true that God, did he actually say you cannot eat of the fruit? And not only did she quote it, she actually added to it. She said, well, God said, not only can we eat from it, she said, you can't go near it. Don't touch it. You know, so she knew the command. However, she yielded to the temptation, gave it to the man, which later became known as Adam. He yielded to the temptation. So notice that in order for them to do wrong, there had to be a such thing as right. And so God gave them the command in Genesis chapter 2. He gave them the command of what to do, and also he told them what not to do. You know, for example, he told them to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish the earth and so forth. He told Adam also to work and to till and guard the ground and the garden. So they had their commands of what to do, but also they had the commands of what not to do. And what they were not to do was to eat of the forbidden tree. However, it so happened that they did the opposite of what God told them to do. See, God gave the law, the command, and the command was to not eat. However, they broke God's command by eating of the forbidden fruit. So therefore, what happened is that they disobeyed God, and that's what the sin was. Sin was disobedience to God. Even the same thing today. Sin is disobedience to God. So because of mankind's disobedience, mankind fell from grace. So therefore, God had told him initially of the consequences of the fall. The consequences would be death. So see, this is how death entered into the world, is because of disobedience. Now, we live in a world today where disobedience runs rapid. We live in a world today where evil is looked at as a good thing, and good is looked at as a bad thing. And we ought not to be surprised, because Paul had already told us in Romans chapter 1 that there will come a time where people will call good evil and evil good. Yeah. And I just the times that we live in are just ridiculous. I saw something on TV the other day where it popped up, America's Princess. America's Princess. And it was talking about a popular figure skater. A popular figure skater who's gone to the Olympics. And it said America Princess, and it had a picture of a gay man. According to the media, this gay man is America's Princess. We live in a terrible, terrible time. We live in a time where people who are trying to do the right thing are being condemned. People who are trying to live in accordance with the word of God are being told that they're uneducated, that they're ignorant, that they're unpopular. Well, no matter how unpopular we are, that doesn't mean we stop declaring the message of the cross. Now, I know that this message to some people may not be popular, may not sound good, may not sound educated, but the fact of the matter is we preach it anyway. Because there's good about this message. Just as mankind fell from grace, God killed an animal and covered Adam and Eve. So likewise today, when we're covered with Christ, when we're covered by the blood of the Lamb, that's God introducing his grace into the world. See, God's grace is the answer for his justice. See, justice requires death is a result. Death is a consequence of man's disobedience. However, at the same time, grace is also a result of God's love and his mercy. So therefore, what God did in his ultimate wisdom, knowing that mankind fell from God, God created himself and put himself in human form. God the Son in the person of Jesus Christ, God sent his own Son in the form of a human being to represent all of humanity, see? So because of humanity's disobedience, humanity's penalty is death. So what God did was wrap his Son up in human flesh, sent his Son to the sin-cursed earth, and he put his Son as a representative of humanity. He put humanity's penalty on his Son and required his Son to die. See, that took care of the penalty. And in so doing, he imparted to us his grace. So therefore, because of God's grace, now we are saved. But there are many people in this world who are refusing to accept the grace of God. And so that's why it's important that we are covered by the blood. Well, how do you get covered by the blood? It's in water baptism. So you come by hearing the gospel of salvation, the fact that Jesus died, he was buried, he rose again. Believe that message. Repent of your sins. Yeah. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and be buried in a watery grave of baptism. Well, Brother Parker, my pastor, told me I really don't have to be baptized. My reverend said that baptism is only outward sign of inward grace. My bishop told me that all I have to do is say the sinner's prayer and I'm saved. The apostle who I listen to every Sunday on TV says that all I need to do is accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. See, all that might sound well and good, but the fact is, the question you need to ask them is, what is in the Bible? And see, the message that we're preaching tonight, we're not telling you what we heard at some seminary. We're not telling you and what we read from some man-made book. We're not telling you a message that we learned from some preacher 75 years ago. Mm. We're preaching what's in the book. We are preaching the word of God. And that's one thing I love about the Church of Christ, Brother Johnson and Brother Williams, is that when we preach, we give book, chapter, and verse.
Amen.
In other words, we don't want you to pin on what we're saying. We don't want you to take our word for it. We want you to go read it for your own self. So that's God's plan for man's salvation, is hearing the word of God. Go read it yourself. Acts 15:7, Romans 10:17. Believe the word of God and the gospel of salvation.
Man.
Read it yourself. Hebrews 11:6. Repent of your sins. Luke 13:3-5. Read it for yourself. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Read it for yourself. Matthew 10:32 and Romans 10:10. Be buried in the watery grave of baptism. Read it for yourself. Acts 2:37-38.
All right.
Matthew 28:18-20.
Uh-huh.
Mark 16:15-16. You go read it for yourself.
That's right.
So therefore, the message that we're declaring to you, we're not telling you what we heard. We're telling you what you could read for your own self.
Yeah.
It's in the pages of inspiration. Somebody say, well, I know the Bible. I know the Bible. I love the Bible. I pack the Bible up under my arm wherever I go. See, maybe that's the problem. Maybe the problem is you got the Bible up under your arm where it need to be in your heart.
All right.
All right. Amen.
And so we need to start taking in, submitting ourselves to the word of God.
Amen.
Let go of what you heard some years ago. Let go of whatever religion your grandmother, your grandfather was in. You need to come to Christ, because guess what? When you stand before the judgment gate, grandmother, grandfather, they're not going to answer. They can't answer for you. They got to answer for their own self.
Amen.
But God going to ask you about you. God say, well, on February 20th or whatever today is, you heard the gospel of salvation. Some knucklehead preacher named Lewis Parker preached a message about salvation, and he told you how to be saved.
Yeah.
Why weren't you saved then? Well, I was Baptist born. I was Baptist bred. I wanted to be a Baptist to the day that I'm dead.
Well,
that's not going to get you to heaven.
Yeah.
Being one religion or this religion or that religion, just because your mama, your grandmama, your grandfather, your great grandfather, just because they was in it, don't mean that you're going to do it.
That's right. Amen.
See, the Bible say, today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Amen.
So God's presenting you an opportunity to put on Christ in baptism and to be added to his church, which is the Church of Christ. And now, just as you have been receiving this religion from generation to generation, you have an opportunity tonight to make a change in your family, and now generations after you could come up in the body of Christ, the true body of Christ, you know. And sometimes people take the message the wrong way. Well, you saying my mama born here, my grandpa here. I'm saying let God be the judge, okay? Let God be. Let God be. But I'm saying I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about somebody. I'm talking about you.
Why?
You got to make the decision for yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Amen.
You know, my grandfather was a Church of Christ preacher. My father is a Church of Christ preacher. My mother's a member of the Church of Christ. I got family members in the Church of Christ. My father-in-law, Church of Christ preacher. I'm a Church of Christ preacher. But you know what? At the end of the day, the reason why I'm a Church of Christ preacher and the reason why I'm a member of the Church of Christ is not because my grandfather, my father, although they helped me tremendously, but it's because of the Word of God.
Amen.
In other words, I went and researched my own self. I know the Church of Christ is right. Sure, my grandfather and my father both taught me that the church is right. But guess what? Even they would say, God word for it, you need to go find it for your own self.
And that,
see, so the reason why I'm a member of the Church of Christ is I know the church is right. Because I could read it on the pages of inspiration. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We'll pass it to Brother Williams and Brother Johnson at this point.
Go ahead, Brother Johnson.
I am appreciative tonight that Brother Parker the Fourth, what he brought forth is true.
Amen.
We don't search the scriptures for ourselves.
That's
we'll
it.
Never know what we are.
Amen.
Amen.
I spoke depending on where my mama was Church of Christ, like you said earlier, and my daddy was Church of Christ, and all my people were Church of Christ. But what did Christ tell you to do?
Uh-huh.
You have to obey him, not your parents' way. That's your mom and daddy's way. I knew that 100%. When I got into the Church of Christ, none of my people were not members of the Church of Christ. They were Baptists and different ones. But I made up my mind to get into Christ. And I got a lot of same folks that's not members of the church. My mother's a member of the church, but I became a member of the church before she did, so I taught her. But the point I'm making is this. If you do not obey God, you will never see God face and peace.
Amen.
You would just die and be lost.
That's right.
God cannot save you in your sins. If he saved one, he got to go back and save Solomon and Gomorrah in their sins.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that sin cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You got to get rid of it. God told us how to do it. It's right there in the book, and we still want to argue with God and tell God, but I can't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking at my mama's situation and my father's situation, brothers and sisters and cousins and aunties. That's not going to help you at the day of judgment. When you stand before God and you haven't cleaned up and got up right, you lost for eternity.
Amen.
God's not going to save you on your good morals and good favors and all of that.
No.
You got to obey the word of God.
Amen.
Not the word of a preacher. I said the word of God.
Yes.
Without God's approval, the preacher is still going to cause you to be lost, and you'll be lost on your own.
Amen.
God has blessed us with the book,
mm-hmm.
and he has given us instructions.
Yes.
There was a young man Sunday was talking about the Bible, and it's really the way he was talking about it.
Yes.
But what he said, he said, we got basic instructions from the book.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen. I
was thinking in my
Amen.
Mind that he had been listening to us on the radio.
All right.
He didn't say he had, but he said the same thing we said on the radio.
Yeah.
And it puzzled me. So I kept listening to how he was talking. He said, all these other churches are not right.
That's right.
I'm picking up on it, Brother William, because he came up to me and, what's his name, son?
And I,
A.B. He came up. He was standing there, too. We all were standing there talking. This guy was steady talking. I every time I got ready to say something about the Church of Christ, I said, listen, I'm going to find out where he's coming from. My point is this. He never gave us what church he belonged to, but he was so close what he was talking about that Sunday evening. If I hadn't known the doctrine of Christ, I probably would have fell in that trap.
Amen.
You see, you got to listen sometimes to catch on to something.
Yeah.
A lot of folks just jump into something and don't listen to what God really has to say.
Yes.
When Peter, on the day of Pentecost, preached and the 11 with him, when they preached Christ. Now, I can understand Christ is the head of the church. Billions, now listen to me now, billions are lost because the false preachers have told them that Christ is not really the head. What they're saying, they're the head, or the devil is the head, because they're not preaching Christ. They're just using a name of Christ.
Yes.
Instead of saying, well, what the Bible says, they go say what the doctrine of men go say.
Uh-huh.
You see, 2 John chapter 1, And verse 9, he said, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God, but he that has both the Father and the Son, that's not going to be accepted. Because when we sit around here and listen to all this foolishness, we will be lost.
Amen.
I see the brotherhood in a bad situation. It's just what you said earlier, Brother Parker. The world is falling down.
Amen.
They think they're going somewhere. They ain't going nowhere.
Going down.
The schools can't, you can't go to school no more, Harley.
Yeah.
People are shooting them up.
Yeah.
Kids getting the Holy Ghost. Now they done got so bold with it, they come to, they get on video and tell you what they will do to the school. They don't even care no more.
Mm.
I just shoot. They start at 12, 13 years old and 14 years old. Even the little girls are doing it now.
Mm.
You know, it's getting worse. You know, we understand boys will do a little thing, but when you get the girls involved, you got a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got a problem, brethren. But we still, as members of the Church of Christ, still got to preach the gospel to a lost and sorry generation. I hate to put it that way, but it's just the way it is. We got a lot of folk in the church not acting right. We know the ones in the world ain't doing right. And
yes.
We sit there, and we know God has told us what to do. God's not going to give you nothing else.
Amen.
If this book don't answer the question and the problem, there ain't going to be nothing else done. God has done all that he needs to do.
Amen.
Now, what is we going to do is going to count.
All right.
Either we going to obey him or not.
Yes.
When Peter preached that masterful sermon, him and the 11, they preached Christ and his crucifixion and his death.
Mm-hmm.
But the point he made, Peter said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. That's good enough for me, Brother William.
Amen.
He said, in the name of Jesus Christ. He didn't say nothing about a Baptist church there.
No.
He didn't say nothing about a Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, Presbyterian. All these things he said was Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He said, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Brother William, if we don't preach Christ, we're going to preach hell.
Amen.
And it's going to hell.
Amen.
We got folks don't want to preach Christ. They don't want to live for Christ. They only want to live for what the world has to offer now. And they see they die. They break it in restaurants. They break it in banks.
Yes.
They break it in churches. They're robbing everything they can get their hands on.
Amen.
They're robbing you at the store. They're robbing you at your own house.
In the garage.
They're robbing you in garages. They're killing you in garages.
Yeah.
And murdering you in garages. And doing all kinds of things. So you just study running. Running to and fro throughout the earth. He said it over in the book of Job when God asked him what you're doing. Say, he's not just running to and fro.
Yeah.
But God sees everything.
Amen.
But he gave us a command. With the book, to preach the gospel. Don't be worried about all this other stuff. In John chapter 14 and verse 1, Jesus said these words. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Mm-hmm.
I go to prepare a place for you. I will come and receive you unto myself. Where I am, you may be also. Thomas said, how can we know the way?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I am the way.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me.
All right.
We got a lot of folks today trying to go through something else besides Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They're trying to get to heaven before they get to the water.
Yeah.
The water puts you into the spiritual kingdom of God. And then you can go to heaven. But they're trying to go to heaven out to clean it up.
Yeah.
And God will not accept it.
Amen.
Their souls are dying every minute, every hour of the day.
Yes.
All over the globe. They showed over in some country, over 200 and some people died in one day.
Mm.
One day. Not 2 days. One day.
Wow.
And they're still finding bodies. It's so sad. Folks are killing one another, just killing. They don't care anymore. And say, I don't care nothing about you. I just kill you and take you out.
Mm.
You take me out, I take you.
Wow.
Children killing one another.
Amen.
And I didn't say do nothing with them. It's so sad. What we going to do now?
Well.
Oh, we in trouble with God. We are very, very in trouble with God.
I repent.
So many people don't want to repent.
Amen.
They just don't want to do it, Brother Will.
Make
Brother
pain.
Parker, they don't want to do it. They just want to just go there on, I guess, and die and go to hell.
Mm.
It's sad.
Yep.
Many folks are going that way.
Amen.
Very rare in your obituary column you find a member of the Church of Christ.
Yes.
Very rare.
Yes.
You might find one out of a thousand. So that's supposed to be a member and a faithful member of the Lord's church.
Yes.
But the majority is in denominationalism, and denominationalism is wrong, and we got to keep preaching that it's wrong, but because if Christ accepts one, he has to accept us all.
Amen.
And we know all these churches didn't come from heaven.
No.
We know they all came from a different land and different states and different things. But men say it don't make a difference. But God said it do.
Amen.
So you better get on the ship with God and get in the Church of Christ before it's too late. Because you don't know why death lies at.
Amen.
One day when he's going to call and you ain't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you going to do then?
Well.
Judgment, then hell. Or heaven. One of the two.
Yeah.
If you're on the outside, you know you ain't going. It's automatic growth up.
Amen.
You're not going up there. If you're in Christ and you're faithful, as Revelation 2 and verse 10 say, faithful unto death, then you can go up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of folks trying to go up before they get cleaned up.
Amen.
Mm-mm-mm. It ain't going to work.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, God will not unlock his door for you.
Amen.
See, when you get to the gate of heaven, that's the door you get there. God just like a person that I peep out there, people, I see you coming. But you're not coming in.
Amen.
Why? Because you ain't none of mine.
That's
see,
right.
God knows all his children.
Amen.
And he knows all those who ain't his children.
Amen.
And if you fool around there and die before you get in the water, by faith, you can pick it up.
All right.
Jesus is coming back soon. You got to come back sooner or later. But with too many people leaving here too quick.
That's right.
You see death all around you.
Amen.
You see it right here in Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Chicago, Illinois, all over the globe. And folks just study praying around. I ain't worried about it. Okay. Don't worry. But why do you always want somebody to pray for you when you go to a hospital or get sick?
Yeah.
Why is that? I ain't worried about it. I wouldn't even have to wait to do nothing. Fuck, I wouldn't even say pray for me and do nothing. Just go on and let me go on while I got to go.
You worry about it.
Because, see, when you laying on your back and you looking up in the air in God's face and God looking down on you, you automatically know you ain't going nowhere.
All right.
Because, see, a man that's unjoyful is already dead.
Mm.
But a man that is joyful, he's in Christ.
He got some hope.
He got some hope in death. Outside of Christ, ladies and gentlemen, don't take it lightly. Don't think God is a fool, because God is not. God is not going to let you get away. God is not mocked. No. You're the one who's going to suffer the pain and agony at the judgment and then in hell, because God made it for the wicked.
Yeah.
Satan and his followers are going that way. Oh, and so many people are falling by the wayside.
Yes.
Oh, the song is just as true as a clock. Everybody wants to do what they want to do. They don't want to listen to God no more. Then it got to the point, you can say something about the Bible, and you got to start the fight. You got to start the argument.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the Bible means it this way. I believe the Bible means that way. Young lady came up. We had a pretty good discussion. Young lady come up. Well, I believe that you can still speak in tongues, no ma'am.
All right.
Shut it down right then and there.
Ma'am,
you cannot speak in no tongue. Okay, let me ask you a question. Can you speak Germany? No.
Mm.
If you don't know it, how you gonna speak it? We are not none of the apostles. God gave them that kind of power. I need to see that
power.
He gave them that special power to do what they had to do.
Yes.
But he cut it off in the first century.
Amen.
That way men can't keep on using. I said they was able to raise the dead.
Yes.
If you able to raise the dead today, I'm not the physical dead.
No.
So why are you coming with that foolishness? If you die right now, you're going to be put in a casket and taken to the funeral home, and the funeral home is going to take you to the graveyard. And we ain't coming out there to sit out there and raise no dead folks. But what the Bible is talking about is spiritual dead. You may be walking around here alive in our eyes, but your spirit is dead in God's eyes.
Amen.
That's what God wants to raise up. You don't want to raise up no physical body. You don't even want that. He's going to give you, why would he raise up a physical body if he's going to give you a new body?
Amen.
Do it make any sense? No. See, we got to know what the Bible really teaches. He said, I'm going to give you a new body. He said, I'm preparing a home for you in heaven. Why would God raise us up? And he's preparing a home in heaven, but he's going to raise us up in the physical dead down here. It wouldn't make no sense. It's a waste of time.
Can't do it.
It's a waste of time.
Man can't do it.
And man done messed himself up so bad, he believed anything. I looked at it, I said, whole thing, you just don't know. But I laid my Bible up on this pillow, and I was protected by that. I said, no, ma'am, that's not the way God operates.
Amen.
God don't need to, for you to lay a Bible to be protected. He can protect your soul just standing up here.
I say,
if you're right with him, he can protect it.
Yeah.
But if you ain't, and a bullet hit you, you just hit.
That's
right. There's no excuse for this. What you trying to say, you can do miracles, and you can't. I know you can't. Why am I sitting in a wheelchair if you do that?
All right.
Why won't you get me up? Don't you know that's a sin? Mm-hmm. Oh, we can then stress that now.
Yeah.
That's a sin. If I can get you up out of a wheelchair, brother, and I know I can do it, and God give me that power, then I don't do it. It's still a sin.
Amen.
But I could have done it. And could have said, well, get up and walk, Leroy, and you go on about your business.
Mm-hmm.
No. God cut it off.
Yeah.
God put limits on that. And if God can't do it, God put limits on stuff. When God put limits on that, that's how it's going to be set up. God said, go and preach. If he was just in the business of healing, what we got doctors for? To tell us what we got. We don't need them. See what I'm saying? Folks don't read the Bible right.
Yeah.
They try to find anything to make themselves look good and try to play religion.
Mm.
It won't work, ladies and gentlemen. If I tell a person in a minute, those who are members of the Church of Christ, study your Bible daily.
Amen.
Read it daily. Get some information. Because false teachers are not going to quit because we get relaxed. Oh, well, ain't no false teacher going to knock on my door. Okay, he ain't got to knock on your door. Catch you outside. You ain't got no Bible. You ain't got no Bible knowledge.
Yeah.
You got your mind right there. You know, face of hope. Go on over there and talk to him. He looks like he's lonely, needs some help. And then when you get over there, you can't stand the truth. All you can say, I'm Church of Christ. Well, they don't say, well, okay, you say you're Church of Christ. What's Church of Christ teach? Well, you done got messed up right there, but they already know.
Okay. Yes.
Study Bible. Not only ministers, I'm talking about members.
Man.
What we'll do is going to save their soul. That's why a lot of them left the church. Because of foolishness, especially with God. Won't attend Bible services.
Amen.
Oh, we got a lot of that going on. One day, they don't want to do it, Brother Williams, it's going to be too late.
Yes.
It's going to be too late. God has told us how to do it. He expects us to do it.
Amen.
He expects us to obey him. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, though he were a son, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. He became the author and finisher of our salvation to them that obey him. So you got to obey God, not obey the preacher.
That's
obey
right.
God. God is the one that's doing the saving.
True.
We can't save nobody. All we can do is tell you how to be saved.
True.
If we didn't know how to tell you, then God would have never gave us a book.
Amen.
He gave the preachers and all members the same book, and we won't take the book up. We'll wait till we get to the building on Sunday or wherever we're going to meet at. Well, Brother so-and-so said this. Brother so-and-so. What does God come back tonight? And say, well, did you obey me? And he's looking at you. Well, Lord, I was a good person. I didn't ask you that. You didn't obey me. What was
that's
that,
right.
Lord? You didn't obey the word. I told you what I wanted you to do. and you did something else. Now you lost. You can't come to my kingdom. I ain't going to let you see it in John chapter 3 and verse 3 through 5.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'm not going to let you even see it. A sinner cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You can't see it.
No,
God's eye ain't going to let you see it. Now, you know it's all over, brother. God telling you to your face.
Amen.
You can't see it. You see a lot of folks, how about they going to heaven and sin? Oh, no, no, no. God
no.
You can't see it.
Amen.
He said, you can't see it. But I obey me. Oh, God has
right.
an answer. He said, oh, that's going to happen. And he told Nicodemus in verse 5, he said, very, very, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That is too plain, brother William. The people on the day of Pentecost had to enter in through the water. That was the blood contact right there. And they still missed the point.
Right.
People still missing the point.
Yes.
Everybody wants to be something different. I'm Baptist, but where Jesus at? I'm Catholic, where Jesus at?
All right.
I'm Methodist, I'm Jehovah's Witness, I'm Seventh-day Adventist. Where is Jesus at?
Amen.
No one says I'm Jesus, but a few. And that's those who are members of the Church of Christ.
The body of Christ.
But everybody's a religion. The devil got all kind of religion names.
Yeah.
But Christ only had one. In Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 23 through 25, he says, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He didn't say churches, he said church.
Amen.
And he didn't say no Baptists either.
No, sir.
He didn't say no Catholics. He didn't say no Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, people try to put words in God's word, and it don't fit.
Don't fit.
Don't fit the pattern. It's just like me trying to put a Chevrolet motor in a Buick. It don't fit.
Not going to work.
Like me trying to put a Ford in a Cadillac.
It won't work.
When Henry Ford came out with the Ford, he put Buick there. He put Ford.
Amen.
When they came out with other cars, it was still Ford. He didn't change the name. Well, think about Christ. He ain't changed the name.
Nope.
The name is still Christ.
The Bible says.
When Peter preached and said in Acts the 11th chapter and verse 26, he said they were called, the church came together a whole year, and they were called
Christians
at Antioch. Did he say anything about the Baptists? No.
No.
And Agrippa was smart. Agrippa said, thou almost persuaded me to become a Christian.
That's right.
He didn't say Baptist, did he?
Okay.
He's Catholic or Jehovah's Witness or Seventh-day Adventist or Presbyterian. He didn't say all those names.
No, sir.
He just said Christian. Peter said, if any man suffer as a
Christian,
let him glorify God on his behalf.
Amen.
1 Peter 4 and verse 16. I don't read the way, but he said, suffer as a Catholic or a Baptist. He didn't say all that. Why we come up with these names? Oh. I don't like the word Christian, Brother William. So I name what I want to be. You name what you want to be. And everybody wears all kind of names. Well, let me ask the question. We know all these names are not in the Bible. Is William in the Bible?
No.
Why don't we wear William?
No.
Why don't we wear Parker?
No.
Why don't we wear Johnson?
In religion.
In religion, I'm talking about.
No.
It's not there, is it?
No salvation.
So if there's no salvation in those names, then why is salvation at?
Even
Christ. That's all I know.
Amen.
In Acts 4 and 12, he said, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given by men, whereby we must be saved. He didn't say you can have salvation in Baptist. You
no.
Can. But we got folks that you can get salvation anywhere now. Oh, no, that ain't what the Bible says.
Amen.
God has already told us what salvation is at.
In Christ.
And then we got some people telling us we can get the Holy Spirit just by going to a building. What the Bible says.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Acts the 5th chapter, verse 28 through 32, it says that you got to obey God to get the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Now we got folks who get it just any kind of way. You stand out here and speak on and get it. That's what the Bible teaches. You see, people make up stuff. And then, the devil not looking for a man that knows his Bible. He's looking for a fool. That's just like him. See, the devil is a fool, and you that follow him is a fool. Anybody that follows the devil is a fool.
Amen.
Let me show you an example. Satan was in heaven.
Yes.
Now, him and the Lord had a war, and the Lord, oh, that old Michael, the archangel, beat him up bad.
Yeah.
Kicked him on out of heaven. He was a fool when he got down here. He was a fool when he got here, and then he showed up a big fool. And all that is following him are fools with him.
Amen.
Because if you don't come out of that mess, you're going to be lost for eternity. I don't care who you are or what you say you are or what you say you will do. There are people, Brother William, are the biggest fools in the world.
Amen.
They will not listen to God's word. You know, God can say something. I noticed something about people. God can say it, and people say he's lying. Yeah, they say he's lying.
Yeah,
it's because not. Because if you don't obey it, he's lying.
Don't believe it.
Don't believe nothing he say. Here, how do you do it? Oh, I believe in God. No. The word belief in the Bible, listen up, ladies and gentlemen, is to obey.
Believe and obey.
That's what he's saying to do. He ain't just say simply believe. The devils believe in James 2:19.
Amen.
Huh? But you didn't obey?
Nope.
None of them obey.
No.
So don't put belief on the shoulder of a man and make him think he's saved because he's not. He got some more to do to that. He got to believe and obey and get in that water.
Amen.
Be baptized and let the Lord add him to the church. See, the Lord adds to the saved. Not man. Man, how can man save man and he can't save himself?
He can't.
He can't. A preacher can't save himself.
No.
If God don't save me, he'll never be saved.
Amen.
The Bible just too much. We got folk today can preach. We got preachers in these denominational churches talking about we preach that so and so on into heaven. He's up there with God. We got these movie stars. They can go and sing, and then God took him because he wanted him up there to sing with him. God didn't take him for that.
No,
because it was his time to go.
Amen.
And he was still in sin. And he died in sin.
Yeah.
And he went to hell. Yeah, he went to hell singing to his God down in hell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He got a whole lot to do down there. And he's going to pay for it now. Whoever goes that way and don't repent is in a bad shape.
Amen.
He came. He can't come back and repent. God's going to get him repent while he's walking now.
Mm-hmm.
Got a chance to get it right.
Yeah.
If he don't do it, then he going to hell.
Amen.
God will not save anybody on the outside of Christ. If you can show me a scripture in the Bible why he did that, I'll go to church with you next Sunday.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
Because, see, I want to see it for myself. When you point it to me, say, well, yeah, I found what God accept one son of the heaven. Show it to me.
In the Bible.
In the Bible, not on your merit. Show it to me from scripture.
That's right.
And then I'll
go to it.
If it don't work, don't even try.
That's all right.
God's word is just what it is. And what makes it so good about God is too plain, and we just being a fool.
Mm-hmm.
We being foolish. We know better, Brother William.
Yeah.
God has told us what to do. We're going to sit there like we ain't got no kind of strength. I don't care what Brother William say. I don't care what Brother Johnson say. I don't care what Brother Parker say. I know what my Lord say. I know the preacher's right. Reverend so-and-so is right. Pastor so-and-so is right. He's wrong to call himself reverend.
Amen.
And pastor when he's not qualified to be a pastor.
That's
because
it.
You got to have at least two in a congregation.
Amen.
And they got to have faithful children.
Morality, faithfulness, faithful family.
And the wife got to be faithful. She got to stand by her
faithful
brother.
Family.
And she ain't faithful, he ain't faithful, but he's still a pastor. Come on, church. Peter was a pastor. He was an elder in the church. He was faithful. He had faithful wife and faithful children.
Amen.
And here we today trying to get by with that. Well, everybody's a pastor now. No, sir. Joel Osteen and all the rest of them are not pastors. They ain't nothing but devil preachers.
Amen.
They're not God's preachers. God gave us the book, how to do all of it. If you want to be an elder in the church, you know what you got to do.
Spirit.
Huh?
Ordained
and qualified. If you're not ordained and qualified by God, you forget about it.
Amen.
We got folks. And they jump up real quick. I'm Pastor so and so. I'm Reverend so and so. And if you don't call a rep, they get mad.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Hey, brother, I'm Reverend so and so. It's not in my book.
Mm.
You may be Reverend to the world, but not to me.
Amen.
There's a one revelator, and that's God.
God's name.
Psalm 111, verse 9. Mm-hmm.
Holy.
Holy and reverend is his name.
God's name.
That's the only name I read in the book.
Amen.
In Job chapter 32, and verse 21 and 22, Job said, I will not give man flattering titles.
Uh-huh.
I know my maker will soon come take me away. But we got folk who give every man a title but God. You know what? You know what, Brother William? We'll call man Mr., but we call Jesus Christ just Jesus Christ. We won't even say Mr. Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We won't even honor the man. We won't even honor God. But we'll honor the man. I'll call you Mr. William, but when it comes to Jesus, you say, hey, Jesus Christ. Like Jesus Christ don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we say all these little funny adjective things. Man got it bad. Well, if you don't call me Reverend, you ain't about nothing. Well, brother, I won't be nothing in your book, but I know what God said not to call you.
Amen.
You see, we got to get it straight.
Yeah.
God the one. See, man the fool himself. God said, okay, you don't want my book. When death comes, you don't need it then. You don't need it then.
You'll be judged by it.
Don't be judged by what you don't need. Ain't that beautiful? That's going to be a bad day. You're going to be judged by the same book.
Amen.
God said in Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 through 15, and we sit up there and don't do nothing about it. We don't do nothing. We don't even try. You know, Brother William, I hear some people say, I can't do this and I can't do that.
Well,
keep on saying that. When the day of judgment comes, you're going to find out you couldn't do nothing. But the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4:19, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Amen.
Oh, we don't want to do it, Brother William. It's so sad that we don't want to obey God. But we want God's blessing.
Yes.
We want God to save us. How can God save sinners when they won't repent?
Cannot.
Can't do it. Sad to say, if you're in any religion other than Christ.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you read the book of Ephesians and Colossians and Philippians and Titus and Hebrew and all the other books, you're going to find nothing but in Christ. In Christ. In Christ. In Christ. All the way through the book. Out of all of the 13 letters of Paul's writing through the Holy Spirit, let's give the Holy Spirit some credit now.
Mm-hmm.
Through the Holy Spirit, Paul wrote what the Holy Spirit said, and all of them said, in Christ.
Amen.
Now, if I want to be in Christ, Brother Will, I got to get in Christ, don't I?
Amen.
If I don't want to get in, then what I put with the Bible for? It ain't doing me no good. I could read it from Genesis to Revelation and still be lost.
Wasting time.
Wasting time. Then I would throw it in trash and give it to somebody that will read for truth. See, a lot of people read the Bible, but they're not reading for truth.
All right.
They're trying to appease their conscience, and their conscience still defiles. Because they're not looking for truth. They're not looking for a dedication to Christ. They're only looking for themselves. Well, I'll do some good things so Christ can bless me. I'm going to show you an example. In Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 43 to 40, the Bible says, God reign on the unjust. That's physical.
Yeah.
But spiritual, Ephesians 1 and 3, they don't get that. That goes to the Christian. Right now, Christ is storing up treasures for all of those who are in Christ and are faithful to him.
Amen.
If you're not faithful, God said, I'll erase your name out the book.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of folk walking around here with their name erased out of the book, and then they get before their family and say, I'm just a Christ. And God said, get before God. God said, no, you ain't. Oh, Lord, that's a hurt feeling. God's going to tell a lot of folks, Brother William, I never knew you.
That's what he said.
He said, that he's offering me. He works up iniquity. And that's what that young man quoted out there Sunday. He said, God's going to say it, ain't he? I said,
yeah.
He sure is. I said, you own to something, son. Well, I got to find out where you come from. We got to get together. Me and you and AB, we got to get together.
Yes.
If y'all saying all of this, let's see where we really stand at. I pray and hope that I see him again this coming Sunday, Leroy.
Yeah.
I hope I'm going to call you up. I'm going to get up.
Okay.
I'm going to get you up.
All right.
But come on downstairs. We're going to find out where everybody's standing at. Oh, yeah. Because we need to get some brothers that want to get into Christ. Because I heard AB say, I know I need to be going to worship.
What you say?
I said, Brother Johnson, I know I need to be in there.
True.
I said, you're right. The other man, we showed him. He said, when I was a kid, he said, my mother took me to, where's the other man was talking? He said, my mother took me and my brothers and sisters, all of us. And I think it was 10 or 11. He said, my mother took us every Sunday. And we didn't excel either with her. He got up, put some on us.
Yeah.
He said, my daddy died when I was a young boy. I said, okay. He said, but mother didn't play. I said, tell me about the story. And he said, you know what, Brother Johnson, I know I need to be going to worship.
Yes.
I know. See, Brother William, the example, those brothers were looking at me with the Bible. See, I had my Bible in my hand. I said, see, that's why I tell people, carry your Bible. You can bend it. See, you can prove it from the scripture. Because young man said, you sure study that Bible. I said, look here, man, we got to go with the book. I don't even want to talk about it.
That's right.
I won't talk about that. I'm Baptist and Methodist and all that. Next time I see him again, he said, man, I'm going to come over here one day and barbecue. I said, that's where the fine time comes. He said, I'm thinking about coming over here around about March the 6th. Might be a little warm. I said, bring your book.
All right.
Bring your book. We'll go. I go to Bible City with you from here. But I go from Genesis to Revelation with you. Wherever you want to go. But as long as you stick with the book and stick with truth. Come on with truth or don't come at all.
Amen.
He said, you know what, Brother Johnson? That is true. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot of people out there searching, but we got to find them.
Amen.
See, they searching because they were searching Sunday. I know because they brought it up. I didn't even bring it up. And then
you're lying.
He said, he saw the Bible in my lap. He said, you know what, brother? He was telling A.B. that. He said, A.B., you know what? We need both of you to go up there. A.B. said, I've been doing a lot of thinking about it.
All right.
I said, well, we got one right here, right there in that building. The only thing, you didn't say it'd be a building to do it. We need a church right out here talking.
The true church.
I said, we need a true church right now. All we got to do is obey what God
said. That's it.
Just do what he say. Don't argue. Don't start getting mad and talk about, well, God, do a miracle. No, we ain't got to do all that. Just obey.
Amen.
That's all you got to do. Just obey God's will and come on with it. Boy, we got discussion. Just let a little female come in there. She's going to try to preach. I said, back up, mama. You're coming the wrong way.
All
back
right.
up. Well, no, no, ma'am, and no, sir. God did not tell us to speak in another language. I said, get me 1 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
Well, prove the point. 1 Corinthians 14, 22 through 28. You want
right.
to see that? I said, I've got scriptures on you now. Don't come funny with me. I said, we got something going. Let's keep it straight.
Mm-hmm.
I said, see, I know what you're trying to pull. See, that's good that God can send one man out and turn the world upside down as well as 12. He said 12, and they turned the world out. We got people we can do the same thing. All we got to do is run it and keep getting up. Because all me and you, Brother Wayne, we got the truth. That's why I don't worry about over yonder, my brother Scarlett and that. I'm not worried about them folks. I'm worried about what we got.
Yeah, I preach the gospel.
That's what we got to do. I ain't worried about what so-and-so got over there.
Sure,
he can have a million people over there that don't make it right.
Nope.
God looking for the faithful.
Amen.
Not get a crowd. Hell, you don't see that in the Bible. God worked with 12 men, and they turned the world upside down.
Yes,
now, you have heard the word. Do you believe the word? You ready to repent, confess, and be baptized, and let the Lord, not man, the Lord adds you to the church.
Amen.
If you do it God's way, you can't go wrong.
Amen.
Turn it over to you, Brother William.
To our radio audience, to my fellow ministers of Christ, as we minister this gospel, this word of the message of God's saving grace through the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have to be reminded of some things. We appreciate Brother Parker the Fourth and Brother James Johnson for their presentation. They said very many things that should stir our minds and cause our minds to focus and to be more focused on the Word and the will of God.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we are speaking of the church that Christ built, we are not speaking of buildings where men have erected structures in which they go in to worship, and they call them the church.
Mm.
We're not talking about man-made church buildings. The church is not built by man.
Amen.
It is built by Christ.
Amen.
It is built by God.
That's it.
Christ is God.
Amen.
Christ is God, the Spirit. If we don't have the Spirit of Christ, we are none of His.
Amen.
We belong to Christ.
That's
Galatians 3:28-29. We belong to Jesus Christ, who is our Father, who begat us.
Mm-hmm.
He begat us how? With the seed, which is the Word of God.
Amen.
We are begotten of the Word. And that's James chapter 1 and verse 18. In John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word.
Amen.
And the Word was with God.
That's it.
And the Word was God.
Amen.
In verse 14, the Word became flesh.
Amen.
And dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Son, of the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
Jesus is the only fleshly man, the only person who lived as a fleshly man who had no fleshly father.
Amen.
He was born of God. He was begotten of God. The Holy Spirit, who is God, overshadowed Mary and impregnated her with Jesus.
Amen.
No man is the father of Christ in the flesh.
Amen.
And the Son of God is God.
That's
because
it.
God is one Spirit.
Amen.
There is one Spirit, one Savior, one Father,
that's it.
One God, one who is above all, through all, and in you all.
Amen.
God is one.
That's it.
John, 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 5. There are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, or the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. One what? One God.
Amen.
One Spirit. One eternal being. One God who is from everlasting to everlasting.
That's it.
There's only one church, because there's only one body. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4. That body is not the fleshly body that Jesus had, but the spiritual body that Jesus has now.
Mm-hmm.
It's his spiritual body.
Amen.
That's the body of Christ. We can be members of the spiritual body. Mm-hmm. Only our spirit, our soul, can be a member of the spiritual body. Our body, our fleshly bodies are not members of the spiritual body of Christ.
That's it.
Our physical buildings that we worship in are not members of the spiritual body of Christ.
That's it.
The Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, for by one Holy Spirit are we all baptized into one body.
Amen.
And have all been made to drink into one Holy Spirit. What do you mean? Our spirit has been saved by God through the water of baptism in obedience to his gospel. And we become a part of the spiritual body of Christ.
Amen.
Verse number 27 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says, now you are the body of Christ and individual members of it.
Amen.
We can only be members of the spiritual body of Christ.
That's it. Close.
There is no Baptist church that is a member of the spiritual body of Christ.
Amen.
The Baptist Church is not spiritual. It is not Christ.
Amen.
It is not begotten by Christ.
Mm.
It is not married to Christ.
Oh,
Brother Arthur, Brother Williams, Brother Johnson, Brother Brown, the spiritual body of Christ, the spiritual church of Christ, is the spiritual wife of Christ.
Amen.
Romans chapter 7, verse 4, you have become dead to the law.
Mm-hmm.
What law? The law of sin and death. You have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, by the sacrifice, the gospel of Christ. We become dead to the law of sin and death when we obey the law of Jesus Christ through the gospel. We are married to another. Before we met Christ, we were married to the devil. We were married to the devil and we were bound in sin.
Mm.
But now we are free from sin and married to Christ.
Amen.
That you should be married to another, even to him who was raised from the dead.
That's
that
right.
We should bring forth fruit to the glory and honor of God our Savior.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Amen.
Everything that we become, everything that we are about, it is about Christ in us.
Amen.
It is about our spiritual relationship in Christ.
Amen.
Your spirit is being saved by the power of the grace of God through faith and obedience to the gospel.
Mm.
The only way you can get into the spiritual family, the spiritual church, the spiritual kingdom of Christ, you must come by blood and water.
Mm.
What do you mean, Brother Williams? You must be buried with Christ in baptism.
Amen.
And raised with him, just like he was raised from the dead, and walk in a new and spiritual life.
Amen.
If you don't do that, ladies and gentlemen, you're none of his. You cannot wear his name, because you're not his child, and you're not married to him.
Yes,
that's why people claim that I'm Catholic, and I'm Baptist, and I'm Methodist, and I'm this, and I'm that, and I was born this, and I was raised this, and I'm going to die this. That's who you're married to.
Amen.
You're not married to Christ. You're denying his name. You're dishonoring him as a husband. You claim him as a husband, but you wear another name.
Mm.
That's dishonorable.
Amen.
That's a lie. It's hypocrisy. It's spiritual and religious hypocrisy. A lot of folks are religious, Brother Parker. A lot of folks are religious, Brother Johnson.
That's
but
right.
They are not saved.
Amen.
They are not spiritual. They are not sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When we are buried with Christ by baptism into his death, Romans chapter 6 and verse number 4, we contact the blood of Christ that cleanses our life.
Amen.
And cleanses our soul from its sin.
Mm-hmm.
And takes damnation of hell out of our hope, out of our future existence and expectation.
Amen.
We must then walk faithful to Christ, faithful to the word, and faithful to the obedience to the doctrine of Christ.
That's it.
We must fight the good fight of faith. We can't let lies and false teaching and hypocrisy color our life and our religious faith anymore.
Amen.
We got to denounce. We got to turn our backs on the beggarly elements of the world. Sin, fornication, lying, stealing, killing, murder, drunkenness, whoremongering.
Amen.
Gossiping, backbiting, hating, evil speaking, jokes, nasty jokes, and coarse jokes. We got to turn our backs on the sinful pleasures
That's it.
That we are encouraged and enticed to engage in through the devil.
Mm.
We got to live holy, clean,
mm-hmm.
pure lives. We got to think with a clear and a right conscience. We got to trust God in everything that he says, and we do it. We got to believe Christ.
Amen.
We got to love one another as a spiritual family.
Mm.
Not as a human family, as a spiritual family. We got to love the soul of men.
That's right.
That's the will of God. That's the work of faith that we must do. We got to deny sin and Satan at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we having so much disagreement, so much dissension? So many people want to reject the truth, want to argue about the word and the will of God, want to put their own philosophy and ideas in it.
Mm.
Why do we have so many false teachers in religion? Well, the Bible answers all of those questions. When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 3, the Holy Spirit has the Apostle Paul to write and teach the Church of Christ in Corinth. But even if our gospel is hidden, it is hidden to those who are lost.
Mm-hmm.
They are perishing. They are heading to hell. They're in that broad way, that wide gate that leads to the destruction and condemnation of hell. He says, these are the ones whose mind the God of this world has blinded. Their minds are blinded by the God of this world, the God of worldliness and sin. That's Satan. Satan has blinded the minds of many people. They don't see God's word. They don't see God's will. They don't see the truth. They don't want to see it. They have been trusting and have been misled and bamboozled and hoodwinked by the false doctrines of Satan for so long, they don't want the truth, Brother Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says their mind is being blinded.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Satan got them blind to the truth. They won't receive it. He says their minds are blinded. They do not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the image, the very image of God, should shine on them.
That's it.
We got to keep preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Mm-hmm.
As Brother Parker the Fourth said in the beginning, in the opening statement, we got to keep preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stand and trust in the truth of the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to continue to let men know the way to eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
The narrow way, the straight gate,
mm-hmm.
that's the one that leads to eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
When we met Christ, we were standing in the broad gate.
That's right.
But we had to turn 180 degrees
mm-hmm.
and walk in order to enter the straight and narrow way.
That's it.
But many, even in the Lord's church, they have entered the straight and narrow way and have turned around and are now headed back, entering into the wide gate and the broad way.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have never obeyed Christ, you got to repent of your sins, repent of your spiritual blindness and wickedness, and come to Christ.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, if you enter the Church of Christ through faith and obedience to the gospel, yet you have not remained faithful, but you are living in hypocrisy and sin.
Mm-hmm.
You are denying your responsibility and your right as a child of God to live faithfully. You need to repent you too must repent. There is no sin in Christ.
Amen.
1 John chapter 5, verse 5. There is no sin in Christ. So we got to stop sinning. Sin is spiritual death. For the Christian, it's a spiritual illness.
Yeah.
You have the cure, and it is the grace of God, but you must appropriate grace through repentance and prayer. Repentance means stop doing what's wrong and start doing what's right.
Amen.
Turn from the wrong to the right.
That's
what repentance is. Confession and prayer, and God restores you to a righteous relationship in Him.
Amen.
But if you don't obey the gospel, if you don't see it, it's because you're allowing your mind, your mind's eye, your thinking to be controlled by the fleshly will and the lust of your flesh according to the temptations and deceitfulness of Satan. We got to stop, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
This gospel is for those who want to know it. There are some who are groping in sinful darkness and looking for the salvation that is in Christ. And as Christians, we must be the light of example that leads and directs them to Jesus Christ. We must let the light and the beauty of Christ shine forth in the spiritual life that we live daily.
Mm-hmm.
Christianity is not a Sunday morning religion.
Mm.
It is a daily walk of life.
Man.
It is how we should live every day of our life.
Mm.
You want Christ tonight? If there's anybody in our listening audience who wants Christ tonight, we have given you the answer. If you've never been baptized into the Church of Christ, if you were baptized into the Baptist Church or the Catholic Church or the Methodist or Presbyterian Church, you are in the wrong church. You are not in the church that Christ built. The church that Christ built, you can read it on the pages of inspiration, the inspired New Testament Word of God. It's written, churches of Christ. There are no other churches that you can read about in the Bible. Every church that you see that is not the church of Christ started after the Bible was written and the Church of Christ had been established.
Amen.
They too late. They don't belong to Christ. Christ has one spiritual wife. Her name is Christ. She is the wife of Christ. She is the church of Christ. And no other. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You must be saved in the name, by the authority, and in the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. The Lord knoweth those that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, that is, everyone that wears the name of Christ, every soul that claims the name of Christ, depart from sin and unrighteousness. That's iniquity. Huh? Get away from it. Repent. Leave it alone. And stay with the Lord. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, radio audience. God bless you, my brethren. May God bless all of us as we stand for the right. You see, man is going to have to accept the righteousness of God. Jesus said in teaching those who would be his disciples, as well as those who were rejecting him, he said, you know what? If you've been in John chapter 12, verse 47 and 48, Jesus said, and if anyone hears my word and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Mm-hmm. Yet, he who rejects me and does not receive my word has one or has that which judges him.
Mm-hmm.
The word judges him. And the word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day.
That's it.
If you refuse the word of God, the written word, if you reject this, you're going to be condemned, punished in the final day of reckoning, the day of judgment. It behooves us to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the living word today, so that we might live soberly, that is, with wisdom, with godly wisdom, and righteously, that is, according to the righteous will and command of God.
That's it.
That's the only way we're going to be saved, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the Bible teaches. That's not Brother William's word. I didn't make that up. I didn't write that. I didn't author it. I read it, studied it, and I teach it from the word of God, which is already written. God wrote it with his finger. He used men like you use a pencil and a piece of paper, and he wrote the truth so that the generations would be able to know his word, to know his revelation, and to be able to follow it. May God bless you. If there's anybody who needs to know, you want to obey the gospel tonight, you've heard the word.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe the gospel of Christ. You have to be willing through faith to repent of your sin.
That's it.
You must be willing through the eyes of the mind of faith to confess your devotion, your allegiance, make your vow to serve God and to be his obedient child. You must be willing to let Christ be your Lord, God, and Savior. And then you must be willing to be baptized into Christ,
mm-hmm,
for the removal of your sin, being born again into the spiritual family of God, having all things new and all sin passed away.
That's it.
With a new and everlasting life to live for. That's what you want, ladies and gentlemen. You can do it tonight. We encourage you to seek the fellowship and the assembly of the Church of Christ in your community,
amen,
in your country, in your nation, in your city. Seek them out. Worship with the spiritual family of God. Accept the invitation to obey the gospel. Give God your heart of faith and obedience. And give the minister your hand, that he might minister the grace of baptism for salvation to your soul. And you can become a member of the body of Christ, having your sins washed away and your soul made alive once again. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to conclude our service and our ministering tonight. We told you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We told you enough truth to save your soul.
Amen.
We've given you the word. We've given you the book, mm-hmm, the chapter, the verses. You can read it in your Bible, mm-hmm, for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Will you obey God? If you will, go. Find an assembly where the word of God is being obeyed in truth,
mm-hmm,
and obey the truth for yourself.
Amen.
Be saved. Be part of the Church of Christ. Name the name of Christ. I was not born a Baptist. I was born a fleshly man according to the will of my father, who was a fleshly man. But in Christ, I was born a Christian according to the will of my spiritual father, who is Christ. That's what you want, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you gain your citizenship in the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to conclude our presentation for this evening. Let's have a word of prayer and thanksgiving to God. God, our Father. Father God, we're so thankful to you for all that you have done for us in our material and physical life, and especially in our spiritual life. God, help us to live our spiritual life and to allow it to determine what we do in our physical life.
Amen.
That we might not sin against you.
Amen.
Thank you for the power through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To be sons of God and to live like Christians are.
Amen.
Help us, dear God, to continue to minister, to study, to follow, and to teach your word.
Amen. Amen.
Help us, dear God, to continue to persuade men to obey the truth before it be everlasting, turning too late for us all. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who became that supreme and perfect sacrifice for our sins, that gave us through his sacrifice and his blood the right to the tree of eternal life once again.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we thank, we give thanks, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless us all. Pray that everyone tonight will also be mindful to be on the radio broadcast on Thursday night beginning at 7:30 if the Lord wills.
Amen.
And we see that day. God bless you and have a good evening.
Amen.